This is JIS News. Coming up, Cannabis Licensing Authority announces April 4 start date. Jamaicans urged to follow voting guidelines, and the National Youth Service offers grants for community development. The news in detail after the break.
We help you get there.
Are you a small business owner? You work hard and you want to build your business to earn more? Well, the Development Bank of Jamaica will help you with the money you need to get there. With a business loan or a partial loan guarantee, contact your financial institution and ask how.
The Development Bank of Jamaica.
We help you get there.
Are you an NHD mortgager? Do you have an email account? Then sign up to receive your mortgage statements by email and have a chance to win big in the NHD's Got Mail promotion. You could win 3, 6, or even 9 months mortgage holiday or a Samsung Galaxy Tab A. Winning is easy. Visit nhd.gov.jm or your nearest NHD branch. Entries close February 26, 2016. Enter the NHD's Got Mail promotion today. Conditions apply. Call 1-888-225-5648.
Now the news. The Cannabis Licensing Authority, CLA, will be ready to accept applications for ganja licenses as of Monday, April 4. Chairman of the CLA, Dr. Andre Gordon, says the regulations that will allow for the granting of licenses have been drafted and are being reviewed ahead of finalization and approval expected within the next 2 weeks. Under the regulations, 11 types of licenses across 5 main categories will be made available to interested persons.
The licenses that we're going to be granting once we have applications that meet the criteria will be licenses covering importation for research and development purposes, cultivation, processing, and retail in terms of therapeutic centers and what we call a tea house concept. We will also be granting licenses for transporting.
Dr. Gordon was speaking in an interview with JIS News. The regulations make special provisions for small farmers, cooperatives, and small-scale processors to participate in the industry. Jamaicans are being encouraged to follow the necessary guidelines to ensure that the voting process proceeds as smoothly as possible on Election Day, February 25. Public Education Officer at the Electoral Commission of Jamaica, Dania Harper, says voters are also being encouraged to avoid trying to influence others to vote for a particular candidate.
If you show anyone your ballot, it will be taken from you by the presiding officer and marked as spoiled. You will, however, be given another chance to vote, but we encourage you to not show anyone your ballot.
Voters are being reminded that the use or display of cameras, cellular phones, or any other image-capturing device is banned inside the polling station and are being urged to turn off their cellular phones inside the polling stations. Licensed firearm holders are also being asked to leave their weapons at home on Election Day. The Ministry of Education has advised that all schools will be closed on Thursday, February 25, and at noon on Wednesday, February 24, to facilitate Election Day activities. For those schools that will be used as polling stations on Election Day, principals are being asked to ensure that rooms and bathroom facilities assigned to the electoral office are cleared, cleaned, and all teaching aids removed. All other schools that are not assigned to Election Day activities should be closed. Schools will reopen on Friday, February 26. For those schools that will not be able to reopen on February 26, school administrators are being advised to alert the respective regional directors. And a $500,000 grant is being offered by the National Youth Service NYS to fund programs or projects proposed by community-based organizations that seek to empower young people or enhance their communities. The projects should focus on areas such as personal and professional development, volunteerism, serving persons with disabilities, and entrepreneurship. Director of Community Services at the NYS, Nikisha Lindsay, says at least 75% of the persons benefiting from the grant should be between the ages of 17 and 24.
We require the organizations to to have 20% of the total grant in cash or kind. You have to ensure that persons are also committed to what they're doing. So it's a partnership and it's a sign of commitment on their behalf.
The deadline for submission has been extended to March 4, and interested persons are being asked to visit the NYS website to download the application form. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.